Japanese mountain climbers. Shortly after I arrived at Anna's, some Japanese climbers who had been mountain climbing in the Annapurna Range arrived at her compound. The time on their Nepali visas had expired, and they had expected to transit from India back to Japan. When they arrived at the border with Indian immigration, they discovered they had no visas to enter or transit India, and that they were stuck between Nepal and India. One was allowed to go to Delhi to arrange for the appropriate transit visas. Anna invited the others to stay in her guest house. Each night, the cook prepared soup to start our dinner before the main course. And as it's well known, Japanese slurp their soup to get the full flavor as it passes over their taste buds. Since I was not used to this, I tried to hide a smile until Anna said, "Isn't the dinner music lovely?" Of course, I broke into hysterical, unstoppable giggles and had to excuse myself from the table, running to the butler's pantry to try to get control of my laughter. I started coughing. The Japanese, being gentlemen, were concerned and wondered if I was okay. Anna explained that I had just choked. The climbers were fine companions over the few days. They beat me soundly at Scrabble every night because their English vocabulary was out of the dictionary and they knew all kinds of words unfamiliar to us. When they left Anna's, the climbers left all their extra Fujifilm behind for us, so I had another year's supply of slide film to take with me on my trips. It was a delightful cross-cultural experience.